You are about to enjoy a By Maven Media production. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, a board-certified orthopedic doctor of physical therapy and a women's health physical therapist. I'm super happy you're here. Now let's wellness girl chat. I'm seeing a general trend of women shifting from the super regimented biohacking health and wellness movement to more of this relaxed form of health and wellness. So let's have a wellness girl chat about entering our soft girl wellness era. Welcome back to Wellness Fixes the Pod. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, a board certified orthopedic doctor of physical therapy and a pelvic floor physical therapist. And I'd say that my general vibe for health and wellness has also been matching this trend, where when Huberman Lab first started, I was probably his number one listener. I think he was my top listened to podcast quite a few years in a row. I just loved hearing about health and wellness from that perspective and learning about the human body in that way. And honestly, it brought together a lot of the knowledge that I learned in PT school in a super applicable way to my own health and wellness. Things that I was learning in school, like histology, different tissue types, different neuroscience things, different brain regions, it really helped me to integrate a lot of the concepts that I learned in grad school into my own life, which I really loved. And I stuck with that for a period of time where I was really regimented in all of the sort of biohacking movements, all of the things to sort of up-level my health and wellness. I still think there is a place for that, but I'd say over the last couple year or so, I've been entering more into a soft girl wellness era where I've been trying to be a little bit more intuitive with my health and wellness, a little bit less focused on some of the super biohacky ways of doing health and wellness, and moving more into prioritizing certain pillars, which is why we just finished up with what I called our exercise handbag series. And it was just a fun way to look at women's health and wellness from a super non-judgmental lens, focusing on some of the pillars that we all need to have in our exercise routines as women, no matter the style of metaphorical exercise handbag that we like. I found that there can be so much black and white within the women's health and wellness space, where if you're not strength training, you're wrong. If you're not doing Pilates, you're wrong. If you're not focusing on getting up early with that morning sunlight and blocking out blue light and all of these other things, you're wrong. And yes, there is a place for all of that, but there's also a place for people who enjoy different forms of health and wellness to still get some of those pillars into their exercise routines. So that was the whole premise behind the exercise handbag series, talking about ways that we can all incorporate the essential pillars that we need as women into our exercise routines, no matter the style of exercise handbag that we like, whether we like Pilates or strength or running or dance or swimming or whatever. We can all find a way to incorporate some of those pillars into our exercise routines as women. So I'll leave the link to those episodes below if you missed that series. It was my way of condensing the broad range of you should do this, you shouldn't do that, into a super tangible, actionable way. We talk about ways you can incorporate the essential of high intensity interval training and sprint interval training. If you enjoy something like Pilates, which is not typically thought of as something that can be high intensity or sprint interval training, we talk about how you can incorporate jump training, the essential of jump training, the forgotten essential of jump training into your routine if you like something like running, or if you typically like strength training or Pilates or bar or sculpt classes. There's ways you can incorporate all of those essentials, and we talk about how you can incorporate them and then why they're important for us as women. So if you missed that series, we did it all throughout the month of September. It was super fun. I hope you guys learned a lot from it. We covered, I believe it was 4 true essentials, and we had a bonus 5th episode sort of talking about a pillar for men that might not be that essential or a pillar for us as women, but one that is marketed towards us as a pillar. So we chat about that too. So I'll leave the link to those episodes below if you missed them. So before we talk about entering our soft girl wellness eras, let's take a trip down memory lane. I'm going to get a little bit vulnerable and just share how extreme I got with the super biohacking regimented movement. And I know this is not near the extent that some people go, and it's not a bad thing at all. But for me, I feel like right now I'm in an era of trying to be a little bit more intuitive with it. So I definitely used to cancel plans in order to get my sauna in. I used to, in college, even cut out alcohol for, I think I cut it out for probably a year plus or so, because I noticed that it raised my resting heart rate. I was tracking a lot of those variables, and I just got so into the objective measures and wanting to focus on those that I was canceling social plans. I was taking out alcohol, which yes, alcohol is not great for us, but it's not that we can't have it necessarily. There needs to be a better balance around it. It can affect us in certain ways, and it can affect some people more than others. And of course, too much of something like alcohol can lead to way detrimental effects. But the reason that I was doing it was not because of those detrimental effects. It was because of these objective measures that I was tracking. So that's where I've been. And I'd say there is that part that still lives within me, and that is totally okay. I'm not saying we should completely get rid of tracking. I love tracking. I think it allows us to get a better idea of where we're currently at and go from there. I think it doesn't allow us to hide from some of our actions and some of our behaviors that we have. So I think tracking is great. But right now, I don't know if you guys are like me and like the general trend that I see in this space, but I feel like we're all shifting more into the middle where we're getting a little bit more soft girl with how we treat our health and wellness. How am I defining soft girl wellness? It's treating health and wellness in a more intuitive way where we move, eat healthy, drink our water, sleep, stay hydrated, stay consistent with those healthy routines while not being obsessive over certain variables and certain objective measures. Where we move in ways that we want, making sure to hit those pillars of our exercise handbags, but not being so obsessed if we don't and not guilt tripping ourselves if we don't. Where we can forget about protein for a bit. I am almost sick of seeing all of these videos come up and all of these ads come up about protein. I love protein as much as the next person. It's so important for us. It's so important. It's a building block for so many things within our bodies. But I think we can oftentimes neglect some of the other macronutrients that we need, like fats, carbs, some of the other micronutrients that we need because we're so focused on protein. And I really hate how protein has become a buzzword when in reality, it's just an essential for us as women and for us as humans in general. And lastly, I feel like soft girl wellness is understanding that true wellness comes not only from the physical, but from the relational as well. And honestly, even more so from the relational. I just finished prepping an episode that is going to be released in November talking about friendships and relationships as one of the primary pillars of wellness in general, not necessarily of our exercise routines like we just chatted about, but of our wellness altogether. Relationships are huge, and high quality relationships are actually more beneficial sometimes than focusing on something like our physical fitness or our nutrition. So if you're like me and have been in that super biohacky, obsessive, objective measurement tracking era of your life, I want this sort of soft girl wellness era to challenge you, to make you feel a little bit uncomfortable and think, oh my gosh, is it okay if I do that? Because that's where some of that change happens. And I think that's what's been really healthy for me as I've been transitioning into this more intuitive state of my own health and wellness, is that I've been forced to think twice about some of those obsessive and objective thoughts that I used to have about tracking that are now still resurfacing because I can be like, Kelsey, chill out. It's okay. You're doing your best. You're staying consistent. You're overall keeping a healthy routine. It doesn't have to be so obsessively tracked or measured like it used to be. So my hope is that we can all let go of some of those obsessive tendencies and replace it with more intuitiveness within our bodies. We all want to do things in the right way, but is it truly worth sacrificing what brings us joy, friendship, and a peace of mind in the process? And that's where my mindset is going into chatting about what I've been doing in my soft girl wellness era that will hopefully maybe inspire you to challenge some of your own sort of obsessive, biohacky, super regimented beliefs. I love highlighting some of my favorite products, and this one has become a new obsession. Enter Neep, the first complete protein gel ever made with 20 grams of protein and 80 calories created for girls like us. For me, it's about having a quick option when I'm on the go, making it easier for me to make a healthy choice. It's easy for me to find a quick carb, fiber, and fat option, but a quick high protein option to add to my snack or take pre-post-workout that doesn't make me super uncomfortable, that's been tricky. That's why I've been loving Neep. It's a female-founded company that is doing protein right. Check out the link below to try it out. Now let's get back to the pod. So starting off with movement in my soft girl wellness era, movement's huge for me. I love movement. I love human movement. I love analyzing human movement. I love exercise. That will always be a part of my health and wellness. It will always be a part of who I am. It will always be, and it should always be a part of all of our health and wellness, given that we're like injury-free and illness-free and that movement isn't being performed at a detriment to something else in our health. So movement is huge for me. And it's something that I can control right now. And I say that because I understand that there will come a time in my life where I can't control movement, or that things are happening within my body that, or my brain, that might limit my movement in some way. So movement's something I can control right now. And I've been trying to hit those exercise pillars for women that we talked about in the exercise handbag series. So the first one being high intensity interval training and sprint interval training. And this sounds like the antithesis of soft girl wellness era, but trust me, it's super important for us as women. Again, check out that episode if you want to learn more about why it's so important for us as women, even more so than men. And we definitely dive into all of the science. But for high intensity interval training and sprint interval training, I've been working on getting 1 to 2 sessions a week of one high intensity interval training and one sprint interval training. And the difference is really minimal. Sprint interval training is that 100% max effort with that longer recovery. And then high intensity interval training is, again, high effort, maybe not your 100% max effort, but in that 80 to 90% range with a little bit shorter recovery. So like a 1-to-1 work to rest ratio. And it takes me somewhere like 15 to 20 minutes each session. I usually tack it on to maybe a Pilates class day or an upper body day. I rarely tack it on to a lower body day just because that's the type of high intensity interval training and sprint interval training that I'm doing. I'm doing hill sprints and running, but you can also do swimming. I've done it with swimming before and I love it. You can do it with just body weight exercises or high intensity exercises. You can do it with dance. You can do it with a broad range of activities, but that's how I've been incorporating it in each week. My husband's also been wonderful and bikes alongside me while I'm doing some of these, and it's been fun. So not only are we getting our physical fitness, but our relationship fitness as well. The second pillar is jump training that we chatted about, and jump training is huge for women. I call it bone building on steroids, but jump training is like one of the easiest to perform every week and add it into your routine if it's not already. Literally something as simple as 3 times a week doing one set of 10 to 12 jumps has been shown to improve bone mineral density in a meaningful way in women, young women, especially college-aged women, is what the study was done on. So I've been incorporating jump training just within my strength training routine. So if it's not programmed that day, I'll add 10 to 12 squat jumps 2 to 3 times, or I'll add jump rope. I'll add split jumps. I just typically do body weight jumping, and it's super simple. It takes maybe 15 to 20 seconds and it's done. It's added as part of those routines. The third pillar we chatted about was strength training. And of course, this is like the foundation of my own exercise routine, but I typically do 1 upper body day a week, 1 lower body day a week. And then I've been doing 2-ish full body days a week. And I've actually been trialing ClassPass recently. So I've been doing a lot more Legree, Reformer, Megaformer, Xformer Pilates classes. And I've been really enjoying that. I'm going to try today and do it with a TRX system to see if I can have an at-home version as well. But I'm loving those classes. So that's how I've been also entering into that soft girl wellness era, is I've actually been going to these classes, which I previously was such an at-home workout girly, that these classes have been so fun to get me out of that old routine of mine and into this sort of like new schedule. It's also allowed me to meet other girls and meet some of the instructors and chat. And it's just fun, again, physical fitness and social fitness as well. And then the last pillar that we chatted about that I've been incorporating into my movement routine is this cool down, warm up, recovery pillar. And I take daily walks, and I used to be so regimented by getting at least 30 minutes minimum, 30 to 60 minutes minimum a day. And now I've tried to relax my mindset around that a little bit. We go on a morning walk around 20 to 30 minutes. We go on an evening walk around like 15 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on what we're chatting about. Basically, depending on other things not related to me reaching my objective measure for my walking that day. If we do a shorter walk, it's because it's later and we didn't get to it that day. If we do a longer one, it's because we're enjoying the conversation, or we started it earlier to be able to do the walk for a longer time. I'm trying to be less strict on the time, and I have written on my notes like, whoa, Kelsey, that's crazy of you to not actually calculate that. But it's true. It's a big step for me in my soft girl wellness era. I've also been trying to be more purposeful with my prayer. Again, always a goal of mine. And then being more purposeful also with my rest throughout the day. If I didn't get good sleep that night, I will maybe take a nap, or I will just shut my brain off for a period of time in the middle of a work day for 20 minutes just to reset and refocus. And that's been super beneficial. For sleep, I have recently had a change in my sleep tracking because my Oura Ring broke. And I am severely missing the cycle tracking and temperature tracking capabilities that the Oura Ring offered, but I'm actually not missing too much of anything else. The sleep tracking, I would find myself looking at the sleep score and being like, oh, I didn't get good sleep. Oh yeah, I am feeling tired today. Where now I don't have anything telling me how I slept or how I didn't, except for my own body, which I know, crazy. And I think I've done a few episodes where I've shared my challenge with this and just a warning about it, because I do think it's so easy to rely on those scores to dictate the rest of your day. And I've realized that without my Oura Ring, I'm actually able to listen to what my body's telling me and respond to that versus responding to an objective measure from not the most accurate tool for tracking some of the health and wellness measures. So in this soft girl wellness era, I've also just basically been relying on my body for its own sort of sleep wake times versus seeing that, okay, I got in bed at 9:30 p.m. I went to bed at 11. I got up at 6:30. Oh my gosh, I didn't get my 8 hours. But I've been just trying to navigate being a little bit more flexible with that and not judge myself for that, because I don't know how long I slept. I don't know when I stopped wrestling in my sleep at the beginning of the night to go to actual like sleep, to have that actual start of those sleep cycles. I don't know. I lay my head down. I just try and fall asleep on my own. And then I wake up on my own and I either wake up refreshed or I'm like, you know what? This might be a day for a nap midday because I don't feel as refreshed as I typically do. So I know, game changing, not having a tracker, but having to be a little bit more intuitive with how my body feels when I wake up in the morning. For nutrition and fueling, overall, I think I'm having more smaller meals throughout the day. I'm definitely having more water, and I'm trying to focus on the big three versus trying to be super regimented about how much I'm getting of each macronutrient. So I'm, as long as I have a protein, a carb, a fat, I feel like I'm good. And dessert too. I always end on a little sweet treat. So I've just been trying to be a little bit more flexible with that nutrition focus as well. For relationships, this one's actually big. And I feel like this is a huge shift in that soft girl wellness era, where my hope is that, okay, maybe we move away from being super objective and tracking and super hard on ourselves for not reaching those health and wellness goals, and instead focusing on what we do have. If we are drinking at a happy hour, that's investing in those social relationships. Again, in a healthy way. I'm not saying this if alcohol affects you in some way, if you happen to be allergic to it in some way, if it happens to harm your health in some way, this is not what I'm talking about. But in general, I feel like the reason I was avoiding some of these social situations or saying no to them was because I knew that I didn't want to drink because it would elevate my resting heart rate, which now I'm like, you know what, Kelsey, forget it. Your heart rate will come back to normal as long as you have these consistent routines built in and this foundation built in. You can go have a drink with friends. You can go to a happy hour with your husband and enjoy it and realize that it's not all about that physical fitness part, but it's about that social fitness too. So overall, I actually have been having more alcohol, which is wild and maybe not something that I'm like super proud of, but I'm super proud of what it means for my mindset, if that makes sense. So instead of no cocktails a week, I'm having like 1 to 2 drinks a week, and I'm spending more money on going out with friends and my husband. Part of that is we recently moved, and that's been a huge contribution to this soft girl wellness era of mine. We moved to a majorly walkable area, which was a huge goal of mine, a huge dream of mine to be in a more walkable area, just because I love the idea of walking to a coffee shop, walking to happy hour, walking to dinners, walking to meet my family. We're closer to my family, both of our families now. And they'll say, hey, we're in your area, come meet us for dinner. And I'll just go walk to dinner, or my mom will bring their dog to a coffee shop and I'll bring our dog to a coffee shop and we'll just meet and catch up for a period of time. And it's been so much fun, but I feel like moving to that more walkable area, not that everyone has to do that, but for me, it has been game changing to approach my external environment in a different way by being able to walk places and walk to my nephew's soccer games and walk to the coffee shops to do a little bit of work, or in general, just walk in a more sort of like downtown area in the evenings and being able to socialize with the people around us. It's just been so much more fun. And I feel like that's actually been one of the major contributors to this sort of soft girl wellness era, where the only time I really get in my car now is to go treat patients or run errands. I really do try and walk everywhere, which has been a huge sort of game changer for how I approach overall like living life, not even health and wellness, even though that's obviously benefiting from walking more, but it almost feels more communal. I see people out on the streets more. I'm able to say hi. I see people from all walks of life a little bit more, and it's just been a lot of fun. So as a side note, I guess that has been definitely one of the shifts that has helped me enter into this soft girl wellness era a little bit more. So what does soft girl wellness look like for you? This was just a little bit of a rundown on what it has looked like for me in these transition periods that I'm trying to make to be more intuitive with my own routines. But what are some of the more toxic either behaviors that you guys have or thought patterns that you have that you shed and get rid of in this soft girl wellness era? For me, again, that toxicity was I can't drink alcohol. I can't go out for social events. I have to cancel social events because of my dedicated sauna time. All of those are beneficial things, but toxic in regards to other components of my own health and wellness that are super important to me, like my relationships. So are you someone who has also cut out certain things because of how they affect your objective measurements? Do you sacrifice sleep for an early morning workout? Again, not bad, but sleep is super important too. Are you following certain wellness gurus or wellness influencers that are making you feel bad about your current routine or how you're approaching life? And again, some of that, we need that discipline. We need that accountability, but it can also go too far. And as we enter into this fall, I think our soft girl wellness era can also be influenced by the season that we're in and the environment that we're in. So to end, just a few little things that I'm doing this fall to help this sort of like soft girl wellness side of my life a little bit more. And honestly, romanticizing health and wellness, because that's what it really comes down to. Something as simple as cozier, warmer colors for fall workout outfits. I have this like dark green set, a darker purple. I'm shifting from those brighter colors to those darker workout sets. Candles lit or dimmed lights during early morning workouts, especially as this time change happens where it's starting to get darker, stay darker for longer. I like to do a little bit more of dim lights or candles and more ambient lighting during my workouts. Soft music playing. I know this is a controversial, but I always have soft coffee shop music going is what I call it during my workouts because I don't know. I just like to have a little bit more of a peaceful start to my workouts, especially when I do them in the mornings. In the afternoons, I do hype it up a little bit, but for morning workouts, I like to have a little bit of a softer music on. When I'm working out at home, sometimes I'll also have my favorite like TV show on in the background. That way I can just work out while I'm watching TV or watching a fall movie. Fall friend workouts, of course. Slow morning lattes or tea. I've been trying to be more purposeful about taking it easy and starting my morning slow rather than rushing right into the workday. If you've listened to the pod for a while, you know I love working out with like jewelry and possibly makeup. And now I've recently been like trying to figure out how to do my hair a little bit better and maintain that blowout for a longer period of time. So I've been doing more claw clips, which is a silly way, but to me, it's romanticizing that workout, romanticizing my health and wellness a little bit more because I do have this like fresh blowout that I want to protect a little bit. So it's funny, but to me, that is soft girl wellness. Warmer, richer perfume scents. I think of more spiced or vanilla flavors versus these like super floral fresh flavors. Fall squash and soups, of course. This is like something that I'm super excited about. In Texas, we're not quite there yet. We've done it out of just desire, but we're not at the point where fall soups and warm, cozy meals are weather appropriate. But hey, if it's the vibes, that's what we're going for. And then lastly, I feel like this has been a big focus this episode, but social fitness over physical fitness. So movie nights with friends, happy hours, not necessarily canceling plans for a workout, but maybe asking your friend to come for a walk and getting both in. But really thinking, not that, oh, I'm going to miss my workout. I'm doing a bad thing for my health and wellness by missing my workout or missing this health and wellness behavior, but thinking, oh no, I'm investing in something that is arguably way more important than physical fitness, which is that social fitness and the quality of the relationships that I have. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's a little bit more relaxed. I like to mix it up. We've been super sciencey with some of the exercise handbag series. And although I try and keep it fun, it does get pretty like sciencey. And so I like to ebb and flow with these more relaxed, casual wellness girl chat episodes. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for all of your support. I love educating. I love doing these episodes. I'm just grateful for you guys for wanting to chat about some of these topics and learn about your bodies. And if you guys ever have any topics that you want me to cover or anything you want to learn more about or topics that might not be in my wheelhouse, but that I can bring on an expert for. I'm working on a lot of different guest experts right now coming up. So I'm super excited about those. But if you guys have any topics that you want, please don't hesitate to reach out. I would love to curate certain episode topics based on what you guys want. So thank you guys so much. If you benefited from this episode or any episodes or like this podcast, I would love if you could rate, review, share any of the episodes that you find enjoyable. And yeah, I think that's all. We'll wrap it up for this Soft Girl Wellness Girl Chat. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And I'll see you guys again on the next episode of Wellness Big Sis the Pod.